Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola head cross country coach Kevin Barnes about the rest of their season and planning for the state meet.
All the way back around to Indianola boys cross country with head coach Kevin Barnes. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. A pretty good showing for the guys at Fort Dodge earlier this week. Talk about the team's results over the past couple of weeks and last night.
Certainly last Saturday at Warburg was our best meet for the varsity. We had seven guys run a personal best out of eight, and the eighth guy just barely missed his personal best, so that was significant. We were hoping last night at Fort Dodge on a really fast course to maybe duplicate that, but the conditions were not quick, and we had a kind of a mixed bag again last night. And then on Monday, we moved some guys up from JV to run, get some varsity experience at Norwalk, and had some PRs there. So there's been a lot of personal best, which you wanted this time of year, and you want your varsity to start running at its best, and we're just not quite putting it all together consistently now. But there's a couple meets to go.
Well, and I know we've kind of talked about the two guys at the top of the list for Indianola quite a bit over our conversations, but I think it bears repeating: a third and a fifth place finish, I believe it was, in their group at Fort Dodge in a very crowded and competitive meet. How did Curtis Johnson and Logan Holger do?
Yeah, I mean, they are just absolutely number one and number 1A for us. They have been going back and forth all year. Their effort at Warburg put them in the top, number 17 all in the history of Indianola. So they're legitimate kind of stars for our team. And, they're only juniors. So I'm anticipating them to place very high here at conference on Monday. And I expect them to qualify for state again at districts wherever we go.
Well, speaking of that conference meet, it's a pretty competitive little Hawkeye conference, and it seems like the team is peaking at the right time. Is that kind of what you're seeing right now?
Yeah, it's back to consistency. We'll have those two low scores, which will help us, but our numbers 3, 4, 5, which are our other scorers, we need the effort they gave at Warburg, and you're right. The conference is competitive. There's some very good 3A schools that are probably going to vie for a 3A state title. And we're a 4A school that's still trying to get back to what is historically our form, and our form is to be, a team that qualifies for state. I think we're going to miss that this year from what I've seen, but we're going to focus on individual accomplishments for the rest of the year and hope it builds to next year. We have a lot of guys back.
Well, speaking of kind of those mechanics and fundamentals that I think those guys are learning, those underclassmen this year, how has that been progressing, kind of teaching them how to compete against that top competition?
Yeah, the mental toughness is the biggest one. It's something that's acquired over time, and it's through progression. And we're seeing glimpses of it, and once they get it consistently, we'll be a different team. So it's a great question, and I'd have to say, again, mental toughness is the one that these guys are going to have to learn to deal with a degree of pain that they're not comfortable with. And once they do that, they're going to be better off moving forward into next year.
How do you want to approach these last couple of meets, knowing that you do have those two guys at the top, but obviously some valuable experience coming up for a lot of those younger guys?
Yeah, for sure. We're going to get real selfish here at conference and districts and hopefully a state meet for Curtis and Logan. I mean, we've got to reassess and refocus our accomplishments and goals. Like, what can these two guys get done here in the last three meets? They're too good to not focus on that. As far as the rest of the varsity, they need to also focus on their own individual performances and goals and see how far they can get in the next two meets for them. Before, into an off season and know that most of them will be back next year.
Knowing that the expectations after their sophomore seasons for Curtis and Logan were making it back to the state meet, how do you want to see them kind of use that experience? Or have you talked to them at all about that, or is it just you know what they're capable of?
Oh, for sure. We try not to talk about it too much in the early goings of the season, but now as we're reaching that point, we talk about it. I think for them, they need to try and get into that top 30. If they can get into the top 30 as juniors here, it would be a magnificent accomplishment. And I want to preface that with the fact that they might run personal best and really well at state and finish in the top 50. I mean, it's a very competitive meet. But, yeah, I think if you can focus in and get in the top 30, that means you're coming back ranked next year in the preseason. Seniors are graduating. You're the senior. You want to get them ready to be at their best a year from now.
All right. Well, any final thoughts on the last couple of weeks of the Indians boys cross country season?
I just, you know, I'm hoping still for us to run our best as a team at conference and have each guy be accountable individually. And when we go to districts, no matter where they put us, I hope at the very least we make some teams nervous in the race by knowing we have two guys up front and maybe our 3, 4, 5, even 6, 7 guys are coming together and, you know, are the glue at the back end. I would love to see us run at our best the last couple meets.
Once again, that was Indianola head cross country coach Kevin Barnes discussing the rest of the season. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.